From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grand. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting for the Columbia Paper. At the November 13th meeting of the Hudson Housing Authority Board, Chair Randall Martin suggested the tenants at Bliss Towers be polled on the question of whether they want to have a health and security officer on duty at the building. Tenant Commissioner Martin Martinez said attendees at a recent tenants meeting expressed a desire for a security guard on site. One resident at the October tenants meeting said that when she arrives home late at night, she is afraid to get out of her car because of the darkness and the people lurking about, including a man who tried to get into her car. In 2017, there had been talk of police providing Bliss with extra police protection, but, and I quote, that didn't happen, end quote, the commissioners and the HHA executive director, Tim Matisse, said. Matisse said the HHA has sufficient funds in its budget for a security guard, so he and the board agreed to hold a public hearing about the hire at its December meeting. On another subject, Matisse reported that three of the tower's four rooftop boilers are failing. According to resident Mary Decker, some apartments in the building have no heat. Decker said, and I quote, "My apartment still has no heat. They gave us space heaters," end quote. Matisse said the Housing Authority is working with Adirondacks Combustible and the company is writing up a proposal to repair and or replace the failing boilers. You can read the full story in the Columbia Paper. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. An Associated Press survey recently found the New York State Police are one of the few large-scale city and state agencies nationwide that do not use body-worn cameras. Based on the study, the New York Civil Liberties Union and State Attorney General Letitia James have called on Governor Andrew Cuomo and lawmakers to take action. A bill that would require state police to wear body-worn cameras was introduced in the state legislature this fall. As of this week, the bill was still in committee. Locally, the Hudson Police Department is working on becoming the first full-time police agency to use body-worn cameras. The estimated cost would be $800 per unit, plus maintenance, data storage, training, and more. The Village of Chatham equipped its part-time department with cameras several years ago. Greene County Sheriff-elect Peter Kosminski said he will be looking into body cameras for sheriff's deputies. James has recognized the biggest hurdle for state police to use cameras is cost. Currently, the AG's office is using forfeiture money to fund body-worn cameras at local departments in the state. Just last month, James presented the Rochester Police Department with $163,000 for 100 body-worn camera systems. But with more than 5,000 members, the State Police Division is the second largest law enforcement agency in the state and the ninth largest in the nation. The footage from body-worn cameras has been used as a tool to investigate alleged wrongdoing, uncover misconduct, and record high-risk incidents. You can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Chris McKenna is reporting for The Fray. U.S. Representative Antonio Delgado in November announced a new bill to prohibit campaign contributions to federal campaigns by the political arms of the pharmaceutical companies that make opioids. The Rhinebeck Democrat said the measure would weaken the influence of drug manufacturers as policymakers in Washington identify ways to combat the national opioid addiction and overdose crisis. Delgado said in a statement, and I quote, "Addressing the opioid crisis must also include rooting out the corrupting influences that perpetuate it. The opioid crisis is deeply prevalent in New York, especially in our rural communities, and yet pharmaceutical companies and special interests continue to have free rein to advance their agenda by lining the pockets of lawmakers in Washington." And you can read the full story at The Fray. Hudson Mayor Rick Rector has declared free parking in Hudson through the month of December. Rector, in a November 25th memo to Police Chief Ed Moore, said, and I quote, "I hereby suspend the placing of coins in the parking meters throughout the city of Hudson," end quote. The meters in the South Front Street parking lot at the Amtrak station in Hudson, however, still need to be fed. And you can read that full story at cityofhudson.org. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, wgxc.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.